River Arts Incorporated and Prairie du Sac, and Tom's our first reader.
Okay, this group was founded in 97, and they have a 500-seat theater with an attached exhibit space that I think started in about 2000. They say they've got over 100 events, professional performing arts, art exhibits, concerts, etc. And there's an interesting comment made about that one of the communities is Prairie du Sac is the strongest supporter. They don't say much about Sauk City, and I don't know the geography or so, but I thought it was interesting. The number of people attending, I've got a comment here that it's, if they got a 500-seat theater, it's like seven full houses, and I think they present more concerts than that, so I'm not sure that they're up to capacity at who they can be reaching and providing things for. Yeah, they said they have their concerts continue to grow in their 1920 season. They hosted over 100 events, which would include art classes, house concerts, art series openings. They've got this River Arts Gallery. They have an 11-member board and 5 advisory council members. They've grown, it says, expanding to over 40, from 40 programs to over 100 in the last 3 years, and they added the studio space. They talk about some of the visual arts, sculptures, murals, 5 more public art pieces. They have outreach to their schools and senior living facilities to offer free programming. They talked about a number of 450 third and fourth grade students that were involved in something and a free concert at a park. They've got an endowment that's grown to over $1 million over the years that provides 25% of their operating budget. Another 25%, they say, comes from members and corporate sponsors. And now I know where Culver's is from. So they were able to get some help from them in paying off, I think, their mortgage on the building they had acquired for this additional art space. They say they help businesses, consult with the communities, providing ticket opportunities for local groups. They talk about their routine reviews and updates to the strategic plan. Committees meet regularly to make sure they stay on track. And the strategic plan is reviewed quarterly. Whoa. They measure average attendance, the quality of events, some surveys they've sent out, class fill rates, things like that. Noting their financial summary, it's shown in 2017, there was revenue of about $540,000, which included part of a capital campaign that year. They just have 2 people on the paid staff. I think about around 10 people on their board of directors. Let's see, I'm looking at their financial statement in a little more detail. They collect about $20,000 in membership fees, program revenue of $55,000, and they talk about some government grants of $53,000 for a total revenue of $217,000, and expenses were $205,000. And they did have an increase in net assets over whatever year they reported. Public financial support is indicated to be 84%. Let's see, the other documentation they provided was, their season brochure. Strategic plan indicated the 2019 to 2020 events and target dates and the staff that would have responsibility for that. Surveys were just the form only. And let's see, there's some ticket breakdown they provided. I don't have any more information on that. And they did provide a link to their online catalog and the newsletter. And if I'll defer now to the second meet while I get to the right page on my computer.
I would say that this is definitely a good application. They're definitely like the central hub of their city. So getting this building, because I think the financial gain that they had was because Culver's they were in the middle of building, doing that campaign to raise money for the building, and Culver's just came through and gifted them the building. So they had that reserve, which was great. Wish we could all have that. a lot of community outreach, a lot of programming for students. Not a whole lot of information on broadening their audience. They've got their niche, and people are coming to their organization, and it doesn't seem like they're doing much, though, in the realm of reaching out to others. I didn't see much information on removing any barriers for members coming to their arts organization. Everything that they said was kind of vague to me, and like it's pretty much the only organization there in town besides the small community partners that are housed within them. They provide all the diverse programming, accessibility, excuse me, to their programming. And they take that all very seriously, but again, I didn't see any information on like, were there any barriers? Were there any things that they had to address? They've added a lot of community art around their bike trail. They've done a lot of wonderful events. So definitely doing good work in their community.
And then I'll just take it back if I can. I thought they could use more description of how the committee work and the programming and those tasks are split up. A little more information on the process they use. I thought they had a nice galley and a setting for it there on the river. I think this is the place that talked about having your bring your own BYOB happy hour.
Yep.
And it was one of the applications when I read it. I thought, oh boy, this is the place I'd like to go and visit.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I recall noting that they said Salt County was one of the few counties that provide arts funding, and they got $49,000 from them. Pretty sweet.
That's significant. They do state that the community demand for their programs is increasing, which is great. I think that maybe addresses some of why you don't see they didn't provide a lot of outreach information, because it seems like the community is really already coming to them, which again, lovely. Wish we all had that issue. I did appreciate that they included attendance detail by event, and I wish all of the applicants provided that same information. I think it's really helpful, instead of saying we had great attendance, to see those numbers. What does great attendance mean? Because it means a different thing to different organizations. When they're talking about selling things out and they're having house concerts, does that mean there were 20 people? That's different than selling out a 600-seat venue.
Would you call that a best practice within an application?
I would.
All right, thank you.
I would call that a great requirement then within an application.
To be continued during the evaluation section.
Okay,
got it.
But overall, I think this was a really well-done proposal, and I, too, thought, I would like to go there. Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with this organization. I thought they were doing really great work within their community. Very high quality, affordable programs, great student rates for student participants. Just thought they're doing fine work in their community. To be commended.
I would like to see more detail in their strategic plan.
Yep.
Thank you. Go ahead and score.